Hey, what is up? Welcome to this episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about something really important for both you and I. I know that so much of what we talk about in these solo Sunday episodes is the mindset stuff about ourselves and our own entrepreneurial journeys. But today, we're going to talk about what your customers and clients are really looking for and how that has to guide and shape what you and I are saying in our marketing, our messaging, our positioning, the way that we sell our products and services. This is going to be an important one. I'm excited about it. Let's dive in. Obviously, in my line of work, not only do I get to talk to a lot of entrepreneurs and wantrepreneurs, yes, I love interacting with all of you listeners, but in addition to that, I see a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of businesses. Obviously, we research when we invite guests to come on the show. We do a lot of research into all different types of businesses, and you listeners know that better than anybody else because you're seeing and hearing all of these awesome entrepreneurs and business owners that we invite and get to have conversations with here on the show. So I see a lot of businesses, a lot of marketing copy, a lot of brands, a lot of messaging and positioning. I see all of it, especially because I do a lot of deep dives. When I am prepping to have guests here on the show, I really research their work. So I've seen a lot of different things. And obviously, even outside of all of this, I love entrepreneurship. I'm constantly consuming content, I'm reading books, I'm on Twitter, I'm on YouTube, I'm reading blog posts, I'm listening to other podcasts. I do a lot of different things because I can't get enough of entrepreneurship. And as a result of all of that, I really see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And today we're going to talk about a little bit of the ugly, but most importantly, I want to share with you some insights, especially from, everybody should know by now, my favorite marketing mind in the world is Seth Godin. I'm going to share some insights from one of his books that just really struck me again when I was reviewing my notes from the past few years of takeaways from books that I always want to remind myself of. I'm going to share with you a very powerful excerpt here today. But first, I want to talk about the ugly epidemic that I see when it comes to marketing and sales and messaging and positioning, and that is, it just seems like everybody sounds the same these days. Everybody uses the same types of buzzwords. Everybody tells you that their product or solution or software is revolutionary or innovative, or it's gonna change the game in this aspect or that aspect. It's something that I see across the board is that they have this, it's really marketing buzzwords. At this point, we kind of know the verbs, the phrases, the adjectives that every business website has. And we see those time and time again, regardless of the industry. Everyone wants to tell us how different they are without actually showing us that they deliver the things that we as customers, we as consumers, we're really looking for. And it's funny because the advent of AI in all of our marketing mixes, in all of our copy, in all of our content is something that should be enabling us to go deeper, something that should be enabling us to start pumping out more high quality content. But the flip side is really what's happening is that we're getting an epidemic of low quality content that all sounds the same, and it's lost that human element behind it. It's lost that deep understanding of human psychology and sociology and what we're all really looking for. That's why, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, some of my favorite episodes here in 2023 have been the episodes where we've had, you know, clinical neuropsychologists on. It's so much fun for me. In fact, we've got an awesome episode coming up in a couple of weeks with Dr. Zachary Ginder, who him and I, we spent almost an hour together just talking about human psychology, belonging. What are the things that we as people are really looking for? Because those are the things that must be reflected in our marketing, in our customer service, in our customer onboarding experience, in the way that we do business. And that's why I wanna, actually, this is a perfect segue. I wanna read to you an excerpt from one of my favorite Seth Godin books. So Seth Godin has a book called This Is Marketing. You can't be seen until you learn to see. This is marketing. You can't be seen until you learn to see. It's by Seth Godin. Let me read this excerpt for you. Here's what it says. While the 7 billion people on this planet are each unique, each a different collection of wants, needs, pain, and joy, in many ways, we're all the same. We share a basket of dreams and desires, all in different proportions, but with a ton of overlap. Here's the list, the foundational list, a shared vocabulary that each of us chooses from when expressing our dreams and fears. Adventure, affection, avoiding new things, belonging, community, control, creativity, delight, freedom of expression, freedom of movement, friendship, good looks, health, learning new things, luxury, nostalgia, obedience, participation, peace of mind, physical activity, power, reassurance, reliability, respect, revenge, romance, safety, security, sex, strength, sympathy, tension. You could probably add 10 more, but it's unlikely you could add 50 more. This core basket of dreams and desires means that marketers, like artists, don't need many colors to paint an original masterpiece. Now, I'm going to read just that last sentence of that excerpt again for you. This core basket of dreams and desires means that marketers, like artists, don't need many colors to paint an original masterpiece. So in typical, that's the end of the excerpt, by the way. In typical Seth Godin fashion, I love the analogies that he's painting for us here. I love that analogy of an artist painting a masterpiece. How many colors do they have in their color palette? How many different colors of paints do they have? Not that many. Go on TikTok and watch one of those crazy cool artist TikToks. They don't have that many colors. However, with not that many colors, they blend them, they mix them, they combine them to create so many other beautiful things. Every masterpiece we've ever seen has come from a few primary colors. Literally, a few primary colors. Every masterpiece ever created. Yet when it comes to business, we so often think that we need to go outside the realms of what has been true for humans for literally centuries, heck, for thousands of years. This is why psychology as a field is so valuable. Shout out to a few of my favorite psychologists who have been on the podcast this year. Dr. Ernest Wade brought the heat when we talked about how all of this stuff should factor into your business strategy, which then trickles down into all elements of your execution. Dr. Sereny Wallazonia, she came on in episode, I think it was 575, and she talked about how your own understanding of psychology as an entrepreneur is going to shape your entrepreneurial journey. And then today, we're really leaning on Seth Godin's excerpt here that I'm sharing with you to talk about how all of this plays into your marketing. Understanding human psychology, needs, wants, desires, fears. If these things are the things that make us human, if these things are the things that make us make decisions, then how can we, as business owners, as marketers, all of our jobs, if you own a business, part of your job is to be a great marketer. If we don't incorporate these very human fears, desires, wants into what we're doing, how can we expect to connect with human beings? When I see that marketing copy out there, and I see it every single day, where people say, oh, this is the most revolutionary, innovative software that's going to help you XYZ. What is it actually going to do? Is it going to make our business have more reliable, safe, consistent engagement with our audience? Is it going to help us more reliably and consistently generate revenue? What is it actually going to do? Is it going to give us time freedom? What human element, human desire, human need and want is it speaking to? I think so many of us, we get caught up in our own perspective of our work, in our own perspective of our products and services, that we forget about the human wants and desires and fears that we are plugging for our customers. And so what this is forcing me to do, this is exactly why I go through my highlighted segments of books that I've read over the years. Gosh, I have highlights from more than a decade going back since I got my first Kindle. This is why I love reading books on Kindles, by the way, because you can make these highlights and go back to them on the Amazon website. But this is why I do it. because it reshapes my perspective. It reminds me to go back and reassess my work and say, have I made things too complicated? What is the path forward to converting more? What is the path forward to striking and resonating with my customers' wants and needs and desires? What is it that I'm actually selling here? Yes, if you sell an online course, part of it is you're just selling the knowledge, and obviously you're selling the result of what it is that your course promises that they'll learn how to do. But in addition to that, the reason why people want to buy your online course is because they're looking for these, let's call it 25 or 30 or 40 or 50 maximum of core human needs, wants, and desires. That's what people are looking for. When they're looking to grow their businesses, for example, because obviously that's the space that I work in, what they're really looking for is that freedom. What they're really looking for is that safety and security of building a business that works. The worst thing that I can give you as the host of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast is to help you build a business that has you flying on the edge of your seat every month, wondering where your next dollar is coming from. What I hope to be able to bring to you, and trust me, rereading this Seth Godin excerpt is giving me that renewed focus to say, hey, we're not just trying to build a business here because we all like being entrepreneurs. We are building it because we want freedom. Whether that's time freedom, financial freedom, geographic freedom, or heck, I'd argue all three of those. But also what we're looking for is that safety, is that security. Kind of to me, the holy grail of building a business is reaching that point where you know you're going to have more than enough income this month, more than enough income next month. And that's why part of what you're going to see in our content moving forward is an even stronger focus on this is how you make money. This is how you grow the revenue, the money side of your business. Now, obviously, in recent months, we've had that by having CFOs, external CFOs, accountants come on here and talk more about the revenue side of things than we have of late. In a couple of weeks, we've got the incredible Greg Reitman, who is the CEO of an agency that is breaking a lot of rules out there. We've got him coming on later this month here in June. He's episode 611, where we talk about if you want to be a truly impactful entrepreneur, money needs to be a focus. The reason why I'm talking to you about all these things here today is because I know I've done some self-reflecting, and I know that for you as the listener, this is part of what you need. This is part of what you want. We all want this. And so for me as a business owner, as a content creator, these are the things that I'm confronting the fact that I need to help deliver these things to you. Not just business knowledge, not just talking about mindset, not just talking about strategy, but setting you up for success financially, setting you up for success with regards to time freedom, financial freedom, geographical freedom, that safety and security. Quite frankly, I know that one of our shortcomings, I'm lumping all of us in the entrepreneurial industry together, one of our shortcomings as entrepreneurs is that we fail to address the biggest fear when it comes to entrepreneurship, which is if I leave my job, I'm leaving behind a weekly paycheck. I'm leaving behind benefits. That's terrifying. So for me, if I don't take this Seth Godin excerpt to heart, I'm going to miss the mark when it comes to the content I create, when it comes to the services that I offer, when it comes to all of these things. So this is me in real time doing this work, confronting this fact in front of you, the listeners, literally in real time. But my invitation to you today is for you to sit down, do this equivalent of work for your business, for your products and services. It needs to be in your messaging. It needs to be in your sales process. It needs to be in your new client onboarding. You need to talk to the very fundamental wants, needs, desires, fears that make all of us human. Because as Seth Godin says, I love it. I'm going to read this excerpt again for you. While the 7 billion people on this planet are each unique, each a different collection of wants, needs, pain, and joy, in many ways, we're all the same. We share a basket of dreams and desires. So these are the things that make us human. And I'm willing to bet for 99% of us, if we go to our business websites today and we look for these things. We're not speaking to these things. But ultimately, we need to sit down and do this work for our customers, for our clients, put it into our marketing and messaging and positioning, put it into the way we deliver our products and services, and deliver these very human needs and desires in what we do and express it. Because I promise you, in a world of ChatGPT content, in a world of buzzwords like revolutionary and innovative, if you're the one out there showing to your audience, I get you. I understand what you want. I understand what you desire. I understand what's going to change your life and give you the life that you want to live. Your messaging and positioning will stand out. And that's when you'll start winning, even more than you already have been. Whether you already have a business or you don't, this is your call to sit down and think about this important work. It's a core part of what Seth Godin talks about in the book, This Is Marketing. The fact that he devoted so much of that book, This Is Marketing, to talk about these psychological perspectives and needs and imperatives in our work and in our marketing, it shows how important it is. So that's a deep and heavy one. I had no idea where we'd go today, to be honest. I kind of hit record and just said, we're going to get there. And I'm just going to base it all on this excerpt because it is truly that important. But I hope you got some big takeaways. I teased. This is the first time. This is fun. I think I'm going to do it more in our Solo Sunday episodes. I teased some of the episodes we've had recently. I teased some of the episodes that are coming up because the reality is we just have so many amazing guests coming on the show. We've had so many incredible guests here in 2023, and we're going to have a heck of a lot more in the second half of the year. So make sure wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, pound that subscribe button, because we're going to come at you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all this year. And if you haven't checked us out on the web just yet, I'm not going to say it because this little outro that I'm going to play for you in just a second is going to explain it to you. But send us your questions. The more I understand your businesses, the more I understand your obstacles, your hurdles, the better content we can give to help you move forward tangibly. So that's it from me today. Pound that subscribe button. I'll see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. Hey, it's Brian here, and thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. If you haven't checked us out online, there's so much good stuff there. Check out the show's website and all the show notes that we talked about in today's episode at thewantrepreneurshow.com. And I just want to give a shout out to our amazing guests. There's a reason why we are ad-free and have produced so many incredible episodes 5 days a week for you, and it's because our guests step up to the plate. These are not sponsored episodes. These are not infomercials. Our guests help us cover the costs of our productions. They so deeply believe in the power of getting their message out in front of you, awesome entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, that they contribute to help us make these productions possible. So thank you to not only today's guests, but all of our guests in general. And I just want to invite you, check out our website because you can send us a voicemail there. We also have live chat. If you want to interact directly with me, go to thewantrepreneurshow.com, initiate a live chat. It's for real me. And I'm excited because I'll see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.